is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for being locked in wherever you might be. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. We appreciate you for being here. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. We've talked about a lot. Deion Sanders revealing earlier today that he had a bout with bladder cancer. He is now cancer-free. God bless him. We just talked about his son, Shador, not getting first-team reps with the Cleveland Browns. And Kenny Pickett is down now with a hamstring issue. That might change. We talked about the Hall of Fame inductions for baseball. Ichiro, CeCe Sabathia, Billy Wagner, all going in. We're going to get into Bryce Harper, some of the issues he had with Rob Manfred in the locker room. Shamar Stewart at work, signed his rookie deal with the Bengals. Terry McLaurin also at work, but not playing. Yeah, he's with the Commanders, still wants a new contract. Terry McLaurin is on the PUP list, physically unable to perform with an ankle issue that I doubt exists. Hey, in about 20 minutes, we're going to have a chat with Brian Howell. Covers all things Colorado Buffaloes. We'll get his thoughts on the news from Deion Sanders earlier today and how this might affect, you know, Colorado moving forward. Deion has had a slew of health issues. So I have that chat with Brian Howell in about 20 minutes. We've talked about Michael Parsons, no new update there. And then, unfortunately, these are the worst of the worst of the worst. I had to tell you about something that just took place in New York City. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's 375. You got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. This sucks. This really sucks. And there's no full details on this. So the NFL headquarters is in New York City. I think as a lot of people know, it is situated a few blocks from Grand Central, which is a major transit hub. And, you know, there's also an investment banking company there called Blackstone. Big famous place. You got a lot of money. You got billions of dollars. Yeah, you can afford a giant office space. I've been in the NFL headquarters a bunch of times. They got a studio inside there where you can shoot. It's the NFL's headquarters. Of course, it's nice. About an hour ago, maybe an hour and a half ago, a guy with a bulletproof vest on walked into the lobby, which is a very nice lobby, which even makes this creepy. I've stood in that lobby and many a times. It's just creepy. A man walked in with a rifle and a bulletproof vest. There's not a lot of details, but apparently he shot a police officer. He shot another individual who is now deceased. And then he made it to the 33rd floor. I don't know who occupies the 33rd floor. I don't know. It could be NFL related, Blackstone. I'm not sure. But apparently he took his own life in the process. And so there's not a lot of details surrounding this outside of this individual just casually, calmly walked into the building that houses the NFL's headquarters in Blackstone. And he apparently took somebody's life in addition to his own. This is it sucks. This is terrible. I mean, we have just situations every single day. And it is just, it's unfortunate that it's normal that every single day there's a shooting. And I guess it's just nuts. I mean, damn it, here in Atlanta, I think just over the weekend, it's 34 different people that got shot just being outside. I'm like, damn it, that's why I stay my ass inside. And it's just a crazy thing to think about. And so we don't have the details. But to just a guy casually walking down the street with an assault rifle? Ooh. Botcher, there's no new details on the news or anything in New York you've seen?
Nothing that I've seen now. I think the police are saying it's neutralized, the situation, so they're going to get probably a press conference soon.
Yeah, well, it certainly neutralized when he killed himself. I mean, damn. Wow. And it's not, and I hate the fact that it is, because it really shouldn't be. Like, it's politicized so much when it comes down to gun control and what we need to do. But I think there should just be enough common ground that everybody walking around shouldn't just have a gun. Well, you just walk down Park Avenue with an assault rifle. I think most people would go, yeah, that's not that. But then there's some folks who just go, yeah, well, because the guy walks with an assault rifle, I need one too. It's just stupid. It's dumb. It's dumb for the United States of America to have this issue, which seems to have a simple response. But unfortunately, like everything else, it's tied to finances, which stinks. We got other places in the world. There's no perfect place. But when the solutions are there and it's driven by commerce, that just, who cares about lives? Who cares about people's lives? We got to make money out here. So, you know, if there's more details, we'll certainly share it with you. Hopefully there are no more casualties as a man, he walked into the building that houses the NFL headquarters, you know, with a machine gun and a bulletproof vest. And he has he took someone's life. We don't know the details. He's apparently taken his own life as well. I mean, before we get out of here over the next 2 hours, I'm sure at some point, hopefully we'll be able to share some more details. Hopefully there are no more casualties. We don't know if this is related to the NFL or not. As we get some more news, I will certainly go out here and share it with you. There's a better way to solve problems. And obviously this individual had a massive problem himself. Wow. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Ain't no easy transition from sharing news like that. But I can give you, I guess, something positive. And this is the opposite of utilizing a weapon to taking a life to get your point across. We know Aaron Rodgers, and God bless him, things have been pretty quiet on the Aaron Rodgers front. There's a lot of people with beefs with Aaron Rodgers, okay? Before he joined the Pittsburgh Steelers, as the Steelers were waiting, Terry Bradshaw, Steelers legend, multiple-time champion, Hall of Famer, he was just, you know, talking as he does. This is what he gets paid to do. He was on 103.7 The Buzz back in May. And Terry Bradshaw pretty much said, don't sign Aaron Rodgers. And he made fun of him in the process. Listen.
That is, this to me is a joke. What are you going to bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? I mean,
that's
that
not the Steelers' way, right?
No, man, that guy needs to stay in California and go,
thank
go
you.
Somewhere and,
thank
and
you.
Chew on bark and whisper to the gods out there.
Okay. And so, Aaron Rodgers, who throughout his career, more recently than not, 5-10 years, he's been known to be petty. He's been known to hit back, say something snarky, come through with a quip, be a jerk in response. And so Aaron Rodgers was finally asked about these comments made by Terry Bradshaw. Aaron Rodgers could have hit him hard. He could have hit him below the belt. He could have said Terry's a jerk. He could have said he doesn't know me. Keep my name out your mouth. Aaron Rodgers could have opened up 8 different doors with a response. But I don't know. Maybe he is older. I don't know if we got a kinder, gentler Aaron Rodgers. But he hit back. And he did not hit below the belt. Aaron Rodgers seemingly offered Terry Bradshaw an olive branch. Listen to what he had to say about the comments about him eating bark and talking to guys in the wilderness.
Well, I whisper to the gods every single day.
Damn right.
I've known Terry for a long time,
okay.
being a part of Fox. Terry's a legend. He's an absolute legend. He won 4 Super Bowls. He's had a legendary career in the media. But Terry, like a lot of people, doesn't know me.
Okay, that's reasonable. And so he doesn't know you. And at least Aaron Rodgers got a laugh out of the comments. He doesn't know you. Do you want to know him, Aaron? Do you want to?
He's got an idea of what he thinks about me based on what I've done. the documentary, what I've said, mm-hmm. Darkness Retreat, whatever the hell you want to talk about. I'd love to get to know Terry on a deeper level. And I feel like if he gave me a chance to get to know him, then we'd have a good friendship.
Okay, all right, how about that? How about Bacha, why Aaron Rodgers, is he going to invite Terry Bradshaw to smoke that stuff and drink that drink?
I might kill Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, my God. We don't want that, do we?
No, not at all.
What is that stuff? It's supposed to make you throw up and be delusional, right?
Yeah, I've never tried ayahuasca, but I don't know. Maybe it does do that.
Terry Bradshaw got to be, what, 70-something?
If not older.
Oh, no. Come on, man. He's not past 70. What are you talking about? He's 76, okay? He'll be 77 on September 2nd. Give him a break.
The hard 76.
He's been
he's been through it.
Well, he has been. You know, this man was playing football in the golden era. Yeah, he's been through some things. He's very lucid, though. So, I mean, we can't take that away. He's sharp.
That's true. He's sharp, but you can see it in his face. He's worn down from the harsh playing years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess playing outside in the cold of Pittsburgh off that river, we'll go ahead and do so. Yeah, I don't know. Does ayahuasca have an age limit? I mean, what does it do besides clean you out? I don't know. I'm not doing it. How much money you got to spend to go to the jungle to do that? I was going to say crap. I'm not going to say it. That stuff.
I want to see the effects of it, though, because it's like if it's, yeah, vomit. 97% of people vomit. Okay, so.
You Googled that?
I Googled the effects, and the first thing is vomiting and nausea, diarrhea, shivers, tremor. Tinnitus. So I don't see any benefit of this.
And tinnitus, the thing in your ears ringing?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Why do I want that? Why do I want a drug that's going to make my ears ring and make me vomit on stuff coming out of both ends? Who wants to do that?
Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, my God.
I don't see any. What are the benefits of this?
It's a soul cleanser. It makes you aware. Wakes you up. You didn't watch Aaron Rodgers' documentary on it?
I did not, if I'm being completely honest. I had no care in the world about ayahuasca and the Darkness Retreat.
Go watch Netflix. It's fun. It's fun.
So it's psychedelic, but you end up having nothing left in your insides.
Oh, great. Terrific. Well, some people need that, right?
Not Terry Bradshaw.
Right, he needs his insides intact. Aaron Rodgers, such a nice guy. And he put out that olive branch for Terry Bradshaw. So nice. And then he continued on. I know Marco Belletti, he doesn't believe this. He thinks he might be married. Well, he has a wife, not legally. Aaron Rodgers, he waxed poetic about his new wife. Good for him.
When you meet the right one and you're with the right one, your whole world changes in a second. And to have that person that unconditionally loves you behind the scenes, there's no better feeling in the world. And I got the most incredible wife. I just really love her. And I'm so thankful to have her by my side at the end.
Oh, that's sweet. Good for him. Aaron Rodgers got a wife before me. Good. Congratulations. Bacha, you don't want to take the drugs. Would you take relationship advice from him?
No, not at all. Didn't he cut off his family and then... numerous other things.
Yeah. Apparently, a little bit of a reconciliation. Danica Patrick just didn't have positive words to say about him. We ever going to see this guy's wife? I mean, he's been talking about her quite a bit now, right?
I really don't believe it's real. Until I see a picture of them together at like an event or a charity thing, I'm not going to believe it.
He's going to keep her secret. And it's his business. And then he's going to find something to be upset about it.
Yeah, but like even people who try to hide their wives, it's going to come out sometime. It's just not feasible to hide a wife from the media.
What, are they going to go shopping one day? What, are they going into Whole Foods together?
Anywhere, like shopping, any other... parties, any he's other gonna, houses, leaving your driveway. Like
Shohei Ohtani had a whole... Is his wife, right?
His wife, and that got leaked, too, that she was a professional basketball player, baseball player.
Did it get leaked, or did he tell people?
I'm pretty sure it got leaked.
Okay, yeah. It's like, damn, Ohtani has a relationship. He hit her. I don't know. Maybe Aaron Rodgers will never go outside and have dinner with her. I just, wow. Congratulations, Aaron Rodgers. Warm and kindly. He's married. He didn't throw a shot at Terry Bradshaw. He's a nice guy. Let's see how long before he snaps at somebody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We learned earlier today about Deion Sanders. Unfortunately, had a battle. That's the good thing. He had a battle of cancer, had a bout of cancer, bladder cancer, and now he's on the other side of that, cancer-free. We're going to have a chat with Brian Howell from Buff Zone. Covers all things Colorado Buffaloes. We'll get his thoughts on this news from Deion, how this affects him, the program moving forward. We'll have that conversation with Brian on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we've known for months now that Deion Sanders has been dealing with a health issue. He's kept it private. God bless him. It is certainly his right. And he revealed earlier this morning during a press conference that he was battling a cancer, had bladder cancer. God bless him, had his bladder removed. Cancer did not spread. He is now cancer free. We know Deion has had a litany of health issues over the past several years, from clotting leading to amputations, problems with his legs and feet. There's a lot going on with Deion. He was very honest earlier today. There's always been questions about how long he'll stick around in Boulder, what happens with the program now that his son and Travis Hunter are gone. Joining us right now to talk about the program and what's taking place, what we can expect next, is someone who covers the team. It's Brian Howell from the Buff Zone. Brian, thank you for joining us again.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, it's crazy to think here we are in 2025 with the way information moves around that this was all done quietly. There's only a handful of people who knew about this, even in Deion's family. Were you shocked earlier today about what we heard?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, when you find out there's a press conference with the medical team, you know that, all right, this is something serious. But, you know, to find out that, you know, he didn't even tell his sons, you know, Shadur and Shiloh didn't even know what was going on. That's kind of shocking.
Yeah, you think Deion doing this. This certainly kind of leads to more, I don't want to say mystery, but it's always been, how long is he going to do this? And when he was at Jackson State, how long? He goes to Colorado, how long? Wouldn't this put a little bit more of an expiration date on his time in Boulder?
It could. You know, I think it's interesting coming into this year without his sons. And, you know, I even before this, I wondered, will he do this 1 year and not like coaching without his sons? You know, if he has a good year, will he write off and say, all right, I proved myself without them? I think certainly it does. When you look at the fact that in the last few years, you know, he had the toes amputated, the blood clots, and now this, and he'll turn 58 here in a couple of weeks. So he's obviously not getting younger like the rest of us, and getting up there in age and you've got some serious health issues. You have to wonder how long he wants to keep doing this.
Yeah, well, we don't know about that. When you think about, you talk about what takes place with his son gone and same thing with Travis. What does that quarterback situation currently look like? I mean, between Lewis and then also Salter, has anybody kind of taken a lead on that at all?
Not yet. I mean, they're coming into fall practice. They open up tomorrow. And what they've told us, I mean, they brought both guys to Big 12 Media Day, because Coach Prime says he has no idea who's going to start. And I believe him. You know, Salter was a really good player at Liberty. He was the Conference USA MVP 2 years ago. Julian Lewis was a five-star recruit coming out this year. The one big difference in them is their age. You know, Salter's 22 years old and a fifth-year senior. Julian Lewis is 17 years old and should be a senior in high school this year because he graduated so early. So there's a huge difference in their age, but their talent level is pretty close. And so I think that it could be either one of those guys.
Wow. Brian Howell is joining us, covers the Buffaloes for Buff Zone. When you think about how active he's been, Deion and the team, and utilizing the transfer portal since he got there from day one, are there any players that we should pay attention to that have not played for the Buffaloes yet?
Yeah, I think there's a lot. I mean, there's actually a good amount of returning players compared to the previous couple of years. You know, and there's some guys that have just kind of been waiting in the wings a little bit that we've seen a little bit. But certainly there's some new guys. And I think at linebacker, I'm very intrigued by what happens there because they have Martavius French, who was, I think, 10th in the country in tackles for loss last year at UTSA. And he was an all-conference linebacker. And Reginald Hughes was the first-team all-conference linebacker for Rich Rod over at Jacksonville State last year. So they've got a couple linebackers there that are intriguing. Jaheim Otis was a highly rated defensive line recruit coming from Alabama this last winter. So I think he's intriguing. And on offense, I think there's a few weapons that are coming here. Sincere Brown was a 1,000-yard receiver at Campbell last year, and Joseph Williams was AAC freshman of the year at Tulsa last year at receiver. So there's a lot of interesting guys coming in here.
Well, we know we've seen some changes with the coaching staff. Deion has been keen to bring on celebrities earlier today. He said that there are not going to be any major adjustments, even with his health issues now with his bladder. What changes have taken place on his coaching staff?
Yeah, there's been a few. There's a new running backs coach. I'm trying to think of all the ones. On the defensive line, there was kind of that three-headed monster they had there that they called that the defensive line coaching group, which included Warren Sapp. Well, Sapp's the only one back because the other two guys both left for other jobs. And so there's some new guys there, like Domantas Peko, the former NFL star, wow. Is now coaching the defensive line. You've got Marshall Faulk is the running back coach. So you got some well-known guys that we've heard of that are now coaching on this staff that haven't been here before. So there's certainly some changes, lots of familiarity as well. Both coordinators are back, and that's a big deal.
Brian Howell joining us from Buff Zone. We know they open up the season against Tech, and Deion says that there's not going to be any adjustments and nothing changes with the staff. Do you think that's all wholly accurate? Like, there has to be some type of adjustments, no?
You mean with the staff as it currently is?
Yes, I mean, with the staff and his job and how much he does and what he doesn't do, there has to be some changes.
I don't think so. I think that he's very hands-on when it comes to coaching and when he gets to practice in the games, things like that. But I also think he may not know at this point because of his health. And, like, you know, he kind of joked today, and I don't know if it's a joke or not, that he said you might see a porta potty out there on the field because he has trouble controlling the bladder. You know, I don't know if that's a real thing. And if that's something that he has trouble with, does he have to coach from the booth? Or, you know, does he have to give up some assignments and things like that because he's got to run to the bathroom in the middle of the game? I don't know. So I think he may learn a little bit about how this is going to work as he goes throughout fall practice. I mean, their first one's tomorrow, so he hasn't really been through a practice yet. He probably doesn't know how it's going to work yet.
Man, if I thinking about Deion Sanders coaching up in a booth, I would really then say that he's going to have one foot on out the door. I mean, I guess maybe if it's a temporary type thing. What is his current contractual situation with the Buffaloes?
Yeah, just signed a new five-year deal, five-year, $54 million deal in March. So he's got four more years after this one on his contract. So at least as far as we know how these contracts work, so I hate to say locked in because nobody's ever locked in, but he's got a lot of money coming over the next 5 years if he wants to stay here.
Yeah, that's certainly a reason to stick it out. What do you think this season will look like given all the changes?
I think they're going to be a solid team. I don't think they're going to be as good as last year. They believe they can be better. If they are, it's because the offensive line and defensive line are better. And I think they are. We'll just see how much better they are. They're going to be a tougher team in the trenches than they've been the last 2 years. And I think that's going to help them stay competitive and be a bowl team again. I don't know if they're going to win 9 games like they did last year, but I see them winning 6, 7, 8 games.
Yeah, I mean, given all the parity in the Big 12, everybody's just going to beat up on each other, no?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, their schedule is tough. They got a lot of the top contenders on the schedule. Of course, a year ago at this time, we would have said the same thing, and most of those teams wound up not being very good. So we'll see how the season plays out, but they certainly have some difficult teams on their schedule, and I think they're going to be solid, though. They're not going to be an easy out.
We'll see what the Buffaloes do. You talked about Deion and his contract, and we know how contracts go. We know the money is there. It's nice. Do you think he's going to see all these years through?
I don't. I would be surprised if he's here another 5 years. And frankly, for me, it's a year-to-year deal. I think that every year when the season ends, we're going to wonder, is he still going to be back? You know, and I think this year, you know, as he talked about, I mean, with the health issues and this being the first year without Shadur and Shiloh and Travis, you know, does he go through this year and say, you know what, this isn't as fun. I'd rather, you know, go take a TV job and then have some time to go watch Shadur and Shiloh and Travis play in the NFL. Maybe he does that. I don't know. But I'd be surprised if he's here 5 more years.
I certainly understand that. Given what we've already seen over the past 2, I mean, from enrollment and tuition and money that's coming into the program, the effect that he has is not going to be something forgotten whenever he leaves, right? It's not something that's just going to go back to the doldrums, no?
Yeah, I wouldn't think so. I think that they're certainly a more attractive program now, and maybe, I don't know, maybe it's because of him only. I wouldn't think so, but I think that people have opened their eyes a little bit about, you know, what potential Colorado has there. I would think that once he leaves, when he does at some point, they'll be able to get maybe a higher quality coach than they could have gotten, you know, a few years ago.
Yeah, it seems the Deion effect. Let's see what he does the rest of the way. Well, Brian, thank you so much for coming through and joining us. Tell everybody how they can keep up with you and all your work following the Buffaloes.
Yeah, check us out at buffzone.com, and also I'm on Twitter or X at BrianHowell33.
Hey, Brian, appreciate the time. We'll catch you down the line, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you so much to Brian Howell for joining us to talk about Deion and the Buffaloes and the effect. And it has to be a year-to-year situation with what he's has going on, and especially with his health. And we'll see what happens and keep you up to date on that as well. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to switch gears. We're going to talk some baseball, because we got a reliever in baseball dealing with some issues, maybe gambling related. He's being investigated. That's Mr. Class A. We'll get into that. And then Bryce Harper, apparently he got into it with the commissioner, Rob Manfred. We'll get into that as well. There's a lot going on in the world of sports, and right now it is time for a news flash on the Infinity Sports Network. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hey, thank you so much to Brian Howell for joining us in the last break to talk all things Colorado Buffaloes, especially on the heels of us learning earlier today that Deion Sanders, he was diagnosed with bladder cancer. He had bladder cancer. That's the good news. He's now cancer-free. His bladder has been removed. And so thank you to Brian for coming through and giving us some insight as to what we can expect from the Buffaloes this season, and just how long Deion might be sticking around. And Brian believes that at this point, even though he's signed to a 5-year contract extension, he's on a year-to-year at this point in time. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Now, I did mention before we went to break that we found out earlier today that Bryce Harper, future Hall of Famer, I think I can say that safely, right? Botcher, future Hall of Famer, definitely.
On pace.
Barring injury, right?
Barring injury.
Right. When he's injured, he has been. Now playing first base, elbow bothering him, wrist bothering him. Bryce Harper, between him and Mike Trout, they were supposed to be the guys, but they've just dealt with so many injuries. But Bryce Harper, thank God he's actually healthy enough to play. He got into it with Rob Manfred at a meeting. As the commissioner of Major League Baseball, Rob Manfred has to go around the country, going to every team and, you know, playing nice, being an advocate on behalf of the owners. And in a lot of cases, who wants to be an advocate for the owners? So who wants to listen to the advocate of the owners? Well, apparently last week, Bryce Harper told Rob Manfred, the commissioner, to get the bleep out of our clubhouse if you're going to be in here having a talk with us about a salary cap. You might know this, maybe you don't. Major League Baseball, its CBA expires next season. If they can't come to a conclusion, we might be looking at a work stoppage in 2027. Who wants that? Nobody. You know, people want full games of baseball. Nobody wants a delayed season, an altered season, a chopped down season. People want their baseball. And so the players, they're prepared to strike. And the ownership group, I guess they're prepared to go ahead and give us a lockout. And we all know when you got teams that got payrolls of like 400 mil and you got teams that have payrolls of like 60 and 70, that's not going to work. The Dodgers can't be out here outspending teams by tenfold. Like, what world does that actually work where you have parity? You can't have the Dodgers and then the Pirates. It's just ass backwards. And so I can understand Bryce Harper being frustrated. They're like, hey, we don't want to cap the salaries. We want the owners to have to actually have a floor. They need to start spending some cash. Listen to what Jeff Passan had to say about this interaction from last week.
This has been in the making, Brian, for a long time. Going back to 2022, the contentious labor agreement that was agreed upon, Rob Manfred at the end of that said, I haven't had a good enough relationship with players, and I'm going to try and change that. So he's been going around talking to them, listening to them. But the emergence of the salary cap, both through owners' comments as well as the public perception that it's something that baseball needs because of the disparity in payroll, is something that players just simply are not going to stand for. It's the only major professional sport in North America without a salary cap, and Major League Baseball players are convinced that it's going to remain that way.
What a world, right? Rob Manfred, what a shock. Doesn't have the greatest relationship with the players. What a surprise that is. On the opposite, people say that Adam Silver is too close to the NBA players. Rob Manfred just doesn't have a good enough relationship. And then you got Roger Goodell, who likes him? I don't think anybody. Anyway, Rob Manfred, he had some thoughts recently about teams like the Pirates who just don't spend enough. What do you think? Let's see what Rob Manfred had to say about, you know, somebody who helps pay his salary.
The fact of the matter is, Pittsburgh's a great sports town. It is a great sports town. There are tons and tons of really passionate Pirates fans who remember when the Pirates were a great, great team year in, year out. And they just want to look at the system and say, we got a fair chance to win when you're sitting around in February looking at, you know, spring training and what the year's going to be like. And we need to deal with that issue.
Okay. We need to deal with that issue. With a salary cap, is that what he wants to say? Isn't all the dealing with that issue? Bryce Harper in the past, he's talked about spending. Like the Dodgers, who's just like, hey, screw 300 mil. What's 400 got to do with us? We don't care.
I don't know if people like this, but I feel like only losers complain about what they're doing. You know, I think they're a great team. They're a great organization. That's why guys want to go there and play. LA's a great city to play in, obviously. It's they're at the mecca of kind of the world of everything, right? From food to nightlife to sports, from the Dodgers to the Lakers to anybody. So, they're going to continue to get guys. They're going to continue to pull guys from, you know, the sport. And if that's bullpen, starting pitching, international players, anything like that, they're doing what the Dodgers do.
Yeah, Dodgers spend money. It'd be nice if some other teams went out there and spent money. Apparently, this situation in the locker room was diffused. Rob Manfred did not leave. And ultimately, upon the conclusion of the meeting, they shook hands. And so I guess this is nice. It doesn't really mean too much. By the time we get to 2026, Bryce Harper is not negotiating the entire CBA on behalf of all Major League Baseball players. But it is something to take note that you got Bryce Harper out here cursing out Rob Manfred in the locker room. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Mike is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. I'm sitting down here at the harbor. looking for the one that got away from you.
Oh boy. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'll ever find her. So good luck to you on that one.
I don't think so. Hey man, I just was wondering how you think the NL East is going to shake out. You think Toronto's going to hold on, or you think
the AL East? It looks like it's going to go down to the wire. I mean, it's early. It is July. We know the Yankees are now without Aaron Judge for about 10 days. The Red Sox are certainly surging. I think it's going to be the top three teams at the top. I don't know if the Blue Jays are going to hold on. The Red Sox are moving. The Jays are still going. I just don't believe in your Orioles. You can throw that out the window.
I'm sorry, we're toast. Some ignoramuses are down here on the promenade with dirt bikes. I'm sorry if you couldn't hear me. But, yeah, I know the Orioles are toast.
Put it to you this way. It would have surprised me if the Red Sox, the Yankees, or the Jays, either one of the three of them won. And it's not looking too good. We got to see what the trade deadline looks like, and we're pulling up on that in a couple of days. So we'll see. Yeah. Maybe things will change by Thursday. Still early.
Yeah. All right, David. Nice talking to you, buddy.
All right. Thank you so much, Mike, for calling from Baltimore. Appreciate him. Bacha, why do you have to make me sad, man?
Why? He likes just bringing up previous calls. I guess that's...
No, it's not. No, he's making me remember the young lady that I met like 15 years ago, and I'll never see her again.
Hey, you're the one that said you have the number.
Oh, I do. What am I do? Who reaches out to somebody 15 years later and goes, hey, you remember me from 15 years? Who does that?
I would say weirdos, so I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. That's a quick way to get blocked, cursed out.
There's got to be some way, though. Like
what?
Like the phone number is connected to like a social media account or something.
You want me to go real creep level, huh?
No. I'm just saying. Usually, like, if you have someone's phone number, right. And you add it to their contacts, they pop up on social media and be like, hey, do you know this person? Add them.
What social media is this?
Instagram does that. Snapchat does it.
With a phone number?
Yeah. The suggested numbers, like people you might know, is connected to either Facebook and or your contacts.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do that stuff, man. I don't want my stuff connected to nothing, man.
It's true. They do get like all of the information.
Yeah. I don't need that. Find somebody from 15. See, it's not an arrestable offense. But should it not be? Like reaching out to somebody for a date from 15 years ago? Shouldn't somebody like spend a night in jail for that?
Yes. I think you should. Or have to go to like a therapy class.
You should go to therapy.
Locked up a little bit.
Yeah, you should be. Can't help somebody 15 years. You know what? I'll pull up on. Now you got me doing creep things over here, Bacha. What's wrong with you?
Hey, I'm not the one with the phone number. I'm just saying it's an option.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to pull up her phone number, and what did you say, run it through Instagram or something?
Well, if you have it in there, and you go to, like, add people you might know, it might be in there.
Okay. All right, from 15 years ago, possibly. All right. We'll see. Thank you. You've done this via experience. You speak from experience,
No, I've not stalked someone based off phone numbers.
But you're telling me to do so. All right.
I'm just saying, it is an option.
I'll look into it. I'll look into it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of looking into things, Major League Baseball is looking into Emmanuel Clase, the guy who had an ERA of like almost nothing, sub one last year. He might be in trouble. He might not be. Listen to this report from CBS Sports HQ.
We've got breaking news out of Major League Baseball where Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase has been placed on non-disciplinary paid leave as part of the league's sports gambling investigation. He's the second Guardians pitcher to be tied to the investigation alongside Luis Ortiz, who was also placed on leave. Clase is a three-time All-Star and finished third in AL Cy Young voting last season. This year, he's racked up 24 saves for the Guardians. That's tied for fourth in the majors after finishing second last season and leading Major League Baseball in that category in 2023. So Clase is going to be on leave through August 31st as Major League Baseball continues this investigation.
It's just an investigation. Now, you heard her reference Luis Ortiz. He was and still is on this inactive list, on leave, through August 31st. They extended it for him. Now, he was flagged because basically he threw two pitches in two separate games to open up a game that were both balls. He threw two balls. They were two sliders. And there was unusual betting activity surrounding it. I don't know exactly what it was. It's like, hey, what the payout is, but if he throws a ball, I don't know, a million guys got paid that day. And he did it, apparently. So he's being investigated. Coincidence? Probably not. Like, somebody knew something? And now you got Clase kind of roped into this as well? The baseball players, man, they make enough money. Most of them. Some of them. Not everybody's sitting around making, you know, 70 a year, even if it's deferred like Shohei Ohtani. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Let's put it that way. And if we've ever heard a gambling story, we've heard one. We've heard them all. Who would be surprised if any athlete, any of these guys, got popped for gambling? Right now, no wrongdoing. Just an investigation. We'll see. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back. Let's go around. It's been a busy day. We'll talk about everything that took place in the world of sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.